Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
They're still in the house, I believe, yeah.
What block are they?
Well, there were two large...
This is the sound of a 911 call that led to the arrest of Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates, Jr., almost 2 weeks after the July 16th incident. Cambridge police released the tape yesterday. The caller, Lucia Whalen, says she's not sure of the race of the two men or what was actually happening at the Gates residence in Cambridge. Sergeant James Crowley was sent to the scene. Here's an excerpt of his radio transmission.
A muffled gentleman says he resides here. We're uncooperative, but keep the cars coming.
Later, Officer Crowley took Gates to a Cambridge police station where the Harvard scholar was charged with disorderly conduct. The incident did not get out until a few days later, which is when the story blew up. WBUR senior media analyst John Carroll says the racially tinged episode has brought out the most in the news media.
Of all the ridiculous statements made in the news coverage of Gategate, perhaps the most ridiculous is what Henry Louis Gates Jr. himself said to the Associated Press this past weekend. Gates told the AP, "In the end, this is not about me at all. No disrespect, Professor Gates, but this has revolved entirely around you. And that's exactly the way the news media wanted it." Across the media spectrum, Gates' journey from his house to the station house has turned into a chin-stroker full employment act. It opened the floodgates for umpteen legal experts, academics, political pundits, and furrow-browed news anchors to go around the maypole over the implications, ramifications, and teachable momentications of what all agree was a regrettable incident. What's more regrettable, according to a New York Times op-ed piece by Brown University professor Glenn Lowry, is the news coverage of the Gates story. The ubiquity of this narrative shows that we are incapable of talking straight with one another about race, Lowry writes. And this much-publicized incident, he adds, is emblematic of precisely nothing at all. The real talking point, Lowry believes, should be the plight of the millions of black men on society's margins who bear the brunt of police scrutiny and government-sanctioned coercion. Perhaps the first topic of discussion could be, is that true? Do millions of black men bear the brunt of police scrutiny and government-sanctioned coercion? Discuss among yourselves, please, at length and in detail. Instead, it's been Gatesapalooza across the front pages and airways for almost 2 weeks. By now, thankfully, the chinstrokerati are down to seeds and stems. Last Sunday's Times actually failed to run a Gates update on page one, although a thumbsucker on the story did sit atop the Week in Review's front page. Can't we all just agree that at this point, maybe it's time to close the gates?
John Carroll is senior media analyst for WBUR and a mass communication professor at Boston University. Gates, Sergeant Crowley, and President Obama meet Thursday afternoon at the White House for the beer the president promised to smooth things over after he stepped into the incident with harsh words for Cambridge police at his news conference last week.